Today's shiur is sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Remenzal, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the new zman beginning now, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'Chalav.
Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Ayin. We have made it into the Ayins in Maseches Kiddushin. That means we're almost into the Peis. And that's where Seder Nashim leaves off, Be'ezras Hashem, in about just under 2 weeks. But Be'ezras Hashem, today we have Daf Ayin as we continue in Perek Asar Yuchsin. Here, this last Perek in Maseches Kiddushin, and we are on Samach Tes Amid Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. So we are discussing the statement that was made of Gedola Chazaka. Great is Chazaka. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. The question is, what makes Chazaka great? Chazaka great, the Gemara assumes, means that there's something that we might not have thought to say, but we say it. Right? Chazaka is so amazing. It doesn't just mean that the status quo remains the status quo, but even stronger, in a place where we wouldn't think that the Chazaka should apply, the Chazaka does apply. So what exactly is the case that we say Gedola Chazaka? So first we wanted to say that originally they got to eat Truma Durabanan and Ula Basof when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they were able to eat Truma D'Oraisa, even though they weren't able to eat the Kachrim because they didn't have the proper Yichus. That's why this whole pasuk was brought here, because we wanted to show where do we see that Chalalim went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. That was the reason that was brought here. But then we said, no, that doesn't work because of the issue of Malin Mitruma L'Yichsin. So we ended up by saying that even if they only ate Truma Durabanan, there's still an element of Gedola Chazaka, because in Bavel there's no issue of Gzeira. There's no reason to make a Gzeira that you might get mixed up with Truma D'Oraisa. You know, if you have in your refrigerator, you're not going to have Truma Durabanan and Truma D'Oraisa. You're in Bavel, it's all going to be Truma Durabanan. But in Eretz Yisrael, you know, that now that they're back, there's a big shash. Let's say according to the other Rishonim, according to Rashi and Tosfos. So you might have some apples and oranges, which will allow you to eat Truma, if you're a Kohen, Truma apples and oranges, but you'll also have some Truma grapes, and you'll have some Truma pomegranates. And those, I'm sorry, and those would be, not pomegranates, according to Rashi, it's Dug Matir Shvisar, not pomegranates. The other day, so let's say you have some Truma grapes, or wine. Machlokas Rishonim, and the Ramban quotes 2 days on Chumash. Is it only wine and oil, or is it even grapes and olives? Okay, Machlokas, 2 days on the Ramban. But either way, in the same refrigerator. So you might say, Gzeira, no Truma at all. So that's Gdola Chazaka. We're not worried about that. So, now that's where we are in the middle of the conversation, we pick up. V'haksiv, 6 lines up from the bottom. V'haksiv, 1 minute, now that you're suggesting that they only ate Truma Durabanan, and not Truma D'Oraisa, and not Kachim. V'haksiv, v'yomar ha-tirshas alohem, asher lo yochlu mikodesh ha-kadashim. What does that mean? Hatershas, Tershasa, meaning Nehemiah said that they can't eat these families from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what does that sound like? The Kodesh HaKadoshim udulo yochal hakol midinechol. Sounds like they can only not eat Kachay Kachim. They can only eat not Karbanos, but it sounds like they can eat Truma, even Truma D'Oraisa. So where it says, no, Hachi Ka'amar, Lomidi Demikri Kodesh, Lomidi Demikri Kachim. It's referring to Kodesh Kama Kadoshim. Anything that's called Kodesh or Kodeshim, meaning lo midi demikri Kodesh, nothing that's called Kodesh, that means Truma. Truma is called Kodesh. Dichsiv, v'chol zar lo yochal Kodesh. And that's talking about Truma. A zar cannot eat Truma, which is called Kodesh, which is an Isser Misa B'dei Shamayim. V'lo midi demikri Kachim, and nothing that's called Kachim. What does Kachim mean in this context? Of course, we have a pasuk that tells that elsewhere, that says a zar can't eat Karbanos. What does Kachim mean in this context? Damakra, uvas kawe kitiya l'ish zar, hi b'chumat ha-kadashim lo tochel, v'yamar mar b'mura min ha-kadashim lo tochel. We know the halacha is that if a bas kohen marries a Yisrael, she can no longer eat Truma Kachim, but if she gets divorced or her husband dies and she doesn't have any children, then she goes back, as the Torah tells us, the Shavel Beis Avia, and she can then eat Truma again. So the Pasuk here is telling me that she cannot, even if she has no children and she's going back, she cannot eat Chazei V'Shok. She cannot eat the parts of the Shlamim that are given to the families of the Kohanim that she can't eat. We know there are different Matanos. Chazei V'Shok are given from every Shlamim animal to the Kohen. Zeror L'Chaim and the Cave are given from the Chulin animals. So that's the how we interpret the Pesukim. But either way, Lamaskana, we figured out a source for Chalalim coming out of Bavel and going up to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. So next we have Ger v'Charim Min Olan. It is interesting that we have to have a marker for this. What do we have to have a marker for? So the Mishnah tells us a story that there were Asar Yuchsin that went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So we have to know, well, the answer is because there are halachas based on all of these Yuchsin. So again, nowadays, where much of it was besafik now, so fine. But we know that, you know, at that time and hundreds of years later, they had to know exactly relating to halachas of Yuchsin. So that's why we had to find the psukim from Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah to teach me who went up and who did it. So next, Geirim v'Charim Min Olan. Amar Rav Chizkiya Amar Kra. How do I know that the Geirim and the Avadim Mishachrarim went up from Bavel? And again, the fact that you saw that status means that it was still close to the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Min Olan. Amar Rav Chizkiya Amar Kra. V'chala Nivdal Mitumas Goyei Haaretz Aleihem. Who also came up? Those who separated from the Tuma of Goyei Haaretz. Right, that is the source for Geirim. 2 points. Number one, interesting question that Chashuk Yechemet has here. We're learning to Geirus. Again, we can spend the rest of the shiur on Geirus. Just one or two sources. And that is the Chashuk Yechemet says here, in the case, just find which one, Sheila. Matzinu Bakama Makomos. The question is, a Geir whose name before he converted was Dun. Hayim Efshar L'Shano Shmo L'Daniel. So it's not clear whether this is Don from like the word Dan, that Daniel, that was his name. So can he just keep the same name? Don Dan? Or it seems like also maybe his father was Jewish and his mother was not Jewish. Or maybe his grandfather was named Don. They named him Don, giving him a Jewish name, even though he wasn't Jewish. So is there an inyan? Is there an idea of Dafka changing a name? So usually it's not an issue. A non-Jew has a non-Jewish name, and he gets the name Avraham. He gets the name whatever we would give him, or Ben Avraham. But what about in this case? So he says, Matzinu Makama Makomos Begershin is Gayer Mishanim et Shmo. We find, putting some sources that we all know together, we find there's a Shini Hashem. The Ramban in Bamidbar says in Baloscha, Vayomer Moshe Lechovav, Kfar Pirashti, Kichovav Shem Chadosh, Shekaru Liyisro, Kasher Shav Mito Litoras Yisrael. Chovav is from the word when he was Mechubav, when he became beloved, when he returned. Kized Dera Kol HaMizgayer, Kila Avadav Yikare Shem Acher. It's the Ramban. V'cheikad Rabbein Abachai also. Rashi, the beginning of right in Perak Yud Ches and Shmos. Yisro, Shav Hashem was Dikru Lo. Yisro, Likishe Nizgayer, V'kiim HaMitzvos, Hosifu Lo Os Achas Al Shmo. They added on a letter. So we find various times. We find he quotes in the Zohar. Shal Rebbe Pidas, Labreshal Rebbe Yossi Yisocho. Rus, Kivach Nizgayer, Rabbe Bnei Ma, Lo Karuhu B'Shem Acher. Right, the Medrash, the Zohar even asks, why didn't Rus change her name? Amarle kach shamati, deshem acher hayala, ukeshenises lamachlon, karu shma Rus, umisham also b'shem zeh. That was her changed name. Amarlo shamata mashma betchila, amarle gilit shma, kshenasa lamachlon, karu lishma Rus. Okay, gilit used to be Rus's original name, and then changed to Rus. All these sources, well, we don't even have to look farther. Avram, Avraham, Sarai, Sarah. Yaakov was already, but his name was changed. But he says, Hine, Lo Matzinu B'divrei HaRishonim, Sheish Inyan L'Kros L'Ger Dafka B'Shem Avraham. He says, V'yesh L'Dun B'Goy Sheshmo HaYadon V'Lo Rotz L'Shan Ezer Shmo L'Avraham Ela L'Daniel Hema Davaroi O'Shema Adif L'Shano Sheshmo L'Shem Acher L'Gamrei Shol L'Haskir Klal L'Shmo HaRishon. So he quotes, Yisrael only got a letter, Avram only got a letter, so maybe we could also here just add on two letters, right? Add on God's name, Dani, Don, Daniel. Right? Add that on. That would be okay. But then he says, maybe not. Vefshul l'chalek. Deshaini Yisro. Sheshmo akodem hayashem kodesh al shem sheyiter parsha achas batorah. Shem kazeh yesh liyaker. V'lo l'okr ala l'hosif. Avalam shmo harishon hayashem shel nachrim. Yesh l'akar l'gamre. V'lo zeh lo shem chadosh. You can't just add on. But then he says, why did he have this name? Did he have a Jewish grandfather? So anyway, he just brings up that issue. Me'avi aviv Yehudi yatzav ben shayitzorach lezgayer v'chulu. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention, it's been a while since we mentioned this, so I'll mention it again. What does the pasuk here say? Alluding to the geirim that came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. V'chala nivdal mitumas goyei ha'aretz. There's a beautiful letter that the Rambam wrote to a ger. their letter to Rabbi Ovadia Hager. That's what it's called. Igeres HaRambam. And the Ger wrote him three questions in the letter. He says, number one, he asks, what am I supposed to do in Hilchas Brachos? Right, what am I supposed to say? Elokeinu Elokeinu Aseinu, and what about other related issues? Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav, Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim, Hotzi Esanu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. What am I supposed to say regarding all of those things? I'm a ger. So the Rambam says, the Rambam Shita, you can say all of them. Say all of them. Yesh Lecha Lomar Hakol Ketiknon V'Al Teshane Davar. Ela Kamoshi Yispalel V'Yivarek Kol Ezrach MiYisrael Kach Roy Lechol Avarechol Yispalel. Bein shis palalta yechidi, bein shayita shliach tzibur. Even if you're davening alone, you can say it all. Ve'ikar adavar she'avram avinu hu shalimit kol ha'am behiz kilam. Vodiyam derech ha'emes v'yichudo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'bo'at b'avodazara v'hefer avodasa, v'chaz ram da'az kan v'yashchina. And he says, v'chol ha'miyachid shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'mo shakasav b'torah, anybody who believes in God, talmidav shal Avram avinu b'nei beiso hein. Right, you could say, as long as you now believe in everything Avram's descendants believe in, you are considered a Jew. He says, Imratisa Lashanos, if you want to say, Shahotsesa Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Shahasisa Nisan Yisrael Emor, Vimloshinisa Klum Ein Bakachefsid, don't worry about it. There's no difference between all of us. That is number one. And then he even quotes, this Machlokas Rashi Rambam, what about Mikra Bikurim? What about Mikra Bikurim? That's a machlokas. The Rambam even says that you could say against the Mishnah. The Mishnah that says, Ger mevi ve'eno kare, sheni yacholomar shenishpal Hashem. Rambam says, eino halacha, el kamoshim aforis birushalmi. The Rambam passes against that Mishnah in Bikurim and says, there's Yerushalmi that says, Ger atzmo mevi ve'kare, my time ki av hamon goyim nesaticha. Right, so unless the Rambam will pass on the Yerushalmi. So that was question number one. Question number two, he says, another question which we're not going to get into now about Bechira, but then he gets into the third question. He says, people are violating the Isser Daraisa of making fun of me, reminding me of my past. That's the Isser of Ona'az Dvarim, part of the Isser of Ona'az Dvarim, and because I used to be a Muslim, that was the case, he was an Ismailite convert, and they're screaming at me, V'chulu. So the Rambam says 2 points. Number one, you tell them that you were there telling you, oh, you used to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Tell them you were never Ovid Avodah Zarah. Because, the Rambam Shita, Islam is not Avodah Zarah. Christianity is Avodah Zarah, according to the Rambam, but not Islam. So this is a packed shuva regarding halacha and hashkafa. But that was number one. Eilu Yishma Eilim Eidim Ovid Avodah Zarah Klal. I'm obviously reading from a translation of the Arabic. Everything the Rambam wrote was in Arabic, except for the Mishnah Torah. Other than that, the Pirush Mishnayos, the Moreh Nevuchim, all his letters were in Arabic. That was the vernacular of the time. So number one, he says, and he goes through why Islam is not Avodah Zarah. And then he says, they're screaming at you or getting angry at you. He says, V'shikar hayazet? Is this guy screaming at you drunk? V'lo yada shebeshisha u'shloshim mekomos esira Torah lager? 36 times, according to Gemara Bamitsia, the Torah warns you, don't take advantage of the ger. Don't make fun of him. Right? Hug him. Bring him close. So what are they screaming? Number one, they're wrong. Number two, he says, they're screaming at you. And this is the greatest line. He says, they're calling you an Ovid Avodah Zarah, which you were never. They're screaming and getting angry. Call hakoes ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. And therefore, they're the ones that are Ovid Avodah Zarah. Hayol Olachish La'atzmo, Al Haka'as She'ka'as, At She'ichlim Ger Tzedek Shalo Kedin, V'kvar Amar Chachameinu Zal. And he quotes the Gemara, and Shabbos, and elsewhere, Kol HaKoes Yubeinecha Ko'ovid Avodah Zarah, V'chulu, and then he says, you're amazing, you're Mistofim, Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, you're wonderful, and we love you. Okay, we'll have to put that together with, we're not going to get to it today, but Hashem, the first line on tomorrow's daf is the bottom of today's daf, actually. Kashim Ger Misrael Kisapachas. That'll be tomorrow's daf, where Tosfos gives six pshatim of what that means. Okay, but not for now. So let's get back to our Gemara, top now of Ayin Amud Aleph. A lot to do with Gerim. Mamzere, second line. How do we know Mamzerim came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? Minalon, Dichsiv, first try. The Pasuk tells us, Vayishma, Sanbalat, Hachorani, Vetuvya, Ha'eved, Ha'amoni. Right, Tuvia, the Ammonite servant, v'chsev ki rabim b'Yuda ba'alei shvua lo, ki chasanu l'shchanya ben Arach v'yehochanan b'no lokachas bas Meshulam ben Berechya. So we assume all of these people mentioned were sons or sons-in-law of, who's mentioned in the Pasuk, Tuvia ha'eved ha'amoni. So if they're descendants of Tuvia, the Eved HaAmoni, says the Gemara, Kesavar, and if we hold as follows, then we have a mucker for Mamzerim. If we hold Ovid, Kochavid, the Eved, Abba, Bas Yisrael, Avlan, Mamzer, so now we have the descendants of this Eved, so we know his children, his descendants are Mamzerim, and you know Mamzerim came up from Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara asks, we don't paskin that way. Remember, this was based on the two days that we had on Samach Ches Amud Beis. The Ar Gemara's Girsa was asking, is the Vlad a Mamzer? And the Gemara answers no. Right? The other Girsa, the Ritva quoted, was that the Gemara might have had a Maskana, that the Vlad might be a Mamzer, and that goes back to two days in Meseches Yevamos, whether a Goy, the Eved, Haba Abbas Yisrael, Vlad is a Mamzer. Again, we paskin not. So, Hanicha, this Makar works out if you say that the Eved Haba Abbas Yisrael, Vlad Mamzer. El Alaman de Omar, Havlad Kasher, Ma'ikel Ameymar. But if you say the Vlad is a Kasher, Ma'ikel Ameymar, so then what are you going to say? You don't have a Makar, Visu, and also, the Pasuk only says that there was a marriage. Mimai da havile bani, dilma lo havile bani. Maybe they didn't have children. Fine, they got married. But who said to this Amoni? Who said they had children? Visu, and also mimai da haka havilehu sliku. Who says they were here in Eretz Yisrael, or in Bavel, and then they went up to Eretz Yisrael? Dilma hasam havu. Maybe they were always there in Eretz Yisrael. So who says they came up? We're looking for sources that all of these Asar Yuchsin Alu Mibavel. So the Gemara says, Ella Mehacha. Okay, let's try again from here. This is the Pasuk. Ve'elu ha'olim mitel melach tel charsha kruv adon ve'imer. Below, the people came up from all these places. The Marsha says, why would I need to know every single detail of every place where they came up? That's why the Gemara is going to darshan that these aren't real places, but they're just telling us something about the people. Because they came down to Israel, that's all I need to know. I don't have to know that they came from every little suburb and little town in Bavel. So what? V'lo yachlu lahagid. But all these people weren't able to tell. Beis avosam v'zaram imi Yisraelim. End quote. So now we're going to darshan every phrase in this pasuk. Next, tel melach, and it wasn't even so long. As we have to remember, it was a one or two generations, 70 years, right? It wasn't too many, so long, and people already forgot and didn't know who were the miyuchasim, who were not the miyuchasim. So, tel melach, elu b'nei adam shedomin ma'aseim l'maisa stome. These are people whose actions were similar to the maisa stome, shenefcha l'tel melach, that turned into salt. Right, turned into tel melach, meaning what were the actions of maisa stome? They were people who were mezaneh. People were megale arayos. Right, Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Chelek, the Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin, where if somebody would, Rachmana Litzlan, would injure a pregnant woman and make her lose her baby, he would then live with her to impregnate her again to make sure that's how he had paid back to have the baby. So there were mamzerim all over the place. Says the that's tel melach, and they would make it like melach doesn't grow nothing in salt, right? The Dead Sea, right? That's why it's melach. It produces unproductive children. Tel charsha zeshakore abba v'imo mishatkaso. What's charsha? Cheresh is to be quiet. The cheresh is a mute, right? Somebody who calls abba, the imo, and the mother says quiet, quiet, because the mother doesn't want the child to know who the father is, or she doesn't even know who the father is. Right? These are all references to mamzerim. V'lo yachol hagid beis avosam v'zaram imi Yisraelim. So we asufi shenasa manashuk. That's an asufi. You don't know who either of the parents are. Kruv adon v'amar. We darshan that. Excuse me. Amar bivo amar. Amar adon. Right? We darshan it a little out of order. Amar Adon, Hashem says, the Master says, Ani Amarti Yihiyu Yisrael Lefanai Chashuvim Kikruv. But Yisrael should be in front of me as Chashuv like a Kruv. What's a Kruv? Kruvim. Kruvim, like the Kruvim, were very special to me. They were beloved to me. Rashi, Kedoshim Kikruve HaKodesh. Kechayos HaKodesh. Maybe he's talking, even talking about angels, not just the Kruvim in the Aron. So I thought they should be Chashuv to me. Right, that's what the Pasuk means by Kruv Adon V'Amar. But v'heim samu atzmam kinamer, but they put themselves like an amer, right? Like a wild animal doesn't care who they mate with, like an amer, like a leopard. Ikata amri amar biavo or amar adon afalpi shesamu atzmam kinamer hein chashuvan lafanek ekruv, or the opposite. Even though they've acted this way, but still I love them and they are still mine. These two deos might parallel the two machlokas tanam that we had much earlier in the Masechta, way back, about a month ago, Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Remember the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. Rabbi Yehuda said, if we act like Banim, right, then we, if it's Manasha Atem Noagim Inag Banim, Atem Kruyim Banim, Ein Atem Noagim Inag Banim, Ein Atem Kruyim Banim. But Rabbi Meir says, no, Bein Kach Uvein Kach Kruyim Banim. We're always called Banim, right, says Rabbi Meir, and that's what he quotes the Pesukim, even if we falter, and even if we worship Avodah Zarah, right, and we act foolishly, that's Rabbi Meir, Banim Atem Lashem Alkecham Lamed Vav. So here too we have the two deis. First deya is, right, if we, Hashem wanted us to act like Kruvim, but we didn't, and the second day is, even if we act like Namer, we're still beloved to Hashem in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Kalanose Isha She'ena Hogenes Lo, anyone who marries a woman who is not appropriate for them, right? What does that mean? Eino hogeneslo. Rosh doesn't help us out here. Rosh says, somebody is pasul. Eino hogeneslo means somebody who you're not allowed to marry. Language of the Rosh, right here. Pirish, sheish bo psul kahal. Right, somebody who, yeah, not just somebody who's like, doesn't have great, no, somebody who's actually puzzled. So if somebody marries Isha to Eno Genestom, Ma'alel ala Kasav, Kilo Chersha Lakola Olam, Kulo Vizaro Melach. Compares it to someone who plows the entire world and then puts salt in it. Why, what does salt mean? It means that nothing's going to grow. Nothing's going to grow. So you're creating psulim. Creating psulim, that's not what the Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Shenemar Velo Ha'olim Bitel Melach Tel Chersha. Right, those are the go from Tel Malach, as we said, referring to these types of people, and you have the word Charisha and Tel in there. Amar Abba Barachana, Amar Rav, Kalanose Isha Loshem Mamon, Havilu Banim Sheinu Mehuganim. Right, if we marry for the money, right, this is going to affect the children. Shenemar Bashem Bagadu Ki Banim Zarim Yaladu. Right, they treasoned with Hashem and they had strange children. B'shema tamar mamon palat, and you might say, well, he'll at least have his money saved. Tamalomar ata yochlem chodesh es chalkehem. Right, it'll all be gone. B'shema tamar chelko velo chelka, at least you'll have some from the wife. Tamalomar chelkehem. B'shema tamar lazman maruba, you might think it might take a long time to lose all of it. Tamalomar chodesh. My mashba, what do we learn from there? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, chodesh nichnas, v'chodesh yatza, umamonam avad. Right, and then the mamon is going to be lost. Again, the Maharal, the Marsha both say here that the message of the salt is that you can't plant anything in salt, and also you're creating families that aren't meant to reproduce. The Pnei Yeshua here also uses a lashon of salt destroys. Right? If you plow something and just leave it and don't plant anything, that's one level. Okay, you've done something, you haven't finished the job, but if you plowed it and then put salt in it, then you're ruining it for the future. And that's what's happening if somebody marries somebody who's puzzled to them, says the Pnei Yeshua. V'yafagav, sorry, Nira, Mishum de Zorea Melach, Lo Daishain Roila Hatzmiach, Ela Adaraba, Mishacheses, Visorefes Hares, Acheino Roi Odlizara, Hachanami, Bemishanose Ishashain Ogenes, Umar Bepsulam Be Israel, Ubedin Hayeshlotis Amber. Really, she should have become pregnant. What's he referring to? A Mishnah in Mesachas Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah Avodah Zarah says that the philosophers asked the Chachamim Sheberomi, I think it was. I forgot the exact lashon. I think they asked the Shoal Philosophias, Chachamim Sheberomi. You know, if somebody's Mizaneh, so why does Hashem let a baby be born? Right? If somebody steals something and then plants it, why does it grow? Right? So the Chachamim Romi say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change the world and nature because of some Rishayim. Right, let them lose their chelek in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, but Hashem's not going to be Mishana the world. Right? They also ask, so what about when they worship the sun? So why does Hashem, you know, zap them down? Why does Hashem change the world? So the answer that Hashem's not going to change nature, things that the world need, like the sun and the moon, just because some people are being misguided and misled. So they ask, so why don't you change the things that people don't need? The answer is, because then really people are going to think it's Avodah Zarah. Oh, look, Hashem didn't change the sun, and he changed others. Okay, but that's what he's referring to here. Ubedino ayeshalotis aber. Ela olam kibinago noheg. Ulasof misrachakin meosa mishpacha. Ulabasof shishimo ayin shana. Anjalamosia bala olam. Shal yado mashkis haaretz. But he says that's the message of salt being involved in this regard. Remember the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph, where the Minchas Chinuch wonders. One day he doesn't really give an answer, but he just wonders that it's always bothered me, we Paskin, that someone is Yotze the Mitzvah of Puravu by having a Mamzer. That's what the halach is. Imholid, Mamzer, Kiyei Mitzvah. Is this only where somebody violated and married a Mamzeres? Or is it if somebody violates one of the Isurei Krisus? He says, V'lav dafkim ha'ilo mamzer beheter. K'gon ger shemuto lisa mamzeres. Not only that, as we will have, Bez Hashem, as we had already discussed, el afilu nolad be'isur. K'gon shebal mamzeres o al-chayvi Krisus. V'holid, rachmano litzlan. B'kol makom kiyem ha-mitzvah, ki b'no u'l'chol davar. The point is it your child, right? Remember the Gemara in Yevamos? Maybe even when Machlokas or Yochanan or Reish Lakish. If somebody converts and they already had children when they were non-Jewish, right? Are they Yotzei the mitzvah puravu or not? Do they have to convert with them, not convert with them? So you see, it's not just that you did a mitzvah, even if it was not shayach. A goy is not obligated in puravu. And the Mishchat Tzchedech says, ze zman kabir hekshesi. For years I've been bothered. Once in a while, like 10 times in the Minchas Chinuch, he says, I've been bothered by this for years. He says, Zman kabir, lama yasi dechova, v'halohave mitzvah haba ba'aveira, u'ldas harbe rishon in mitzvah ba'aveira b'na Torah, eino yotze, right against that Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Tes, that has a day that is drabanan. Rov other rishon, and Rav Rishon say, mitzvah haba ba'aveira. So he says, it has to be the following, v'yishavti, even though I don't like it, he says, "The mitzvah ba avera lo havi ella im b'sha'as ha-mitzvah ose gam kein avera." It's at the same exact moment. If while I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm still doing the avera, I shake a stolen lulav. So at that second, I still have a chiyuv to return it. That's a mitzvah ba avera. The be'esro ha-gozol b'sha'as netila over al-v'heshav ha-sakzela. V'zeo mitzvah ba avera. Aval im b'sha'as ha-mitzvah leka avera klau. I already did it. Kigon. Quotes the Yerushalmi. If I stole matzah, I didn't steal matzah. I carried matzah, let's say it's Pesach Shabbos, and I carried matzah through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and now I have it. So now, am I still doing an Avera? No, I did the Avera. I did Otsah, but now it's done. Avo kugon hotzi matzah mir shosu yachol shosu rabim. To b'shas ki ma mitzvah like Avera klal, lo havi mitzvah baba Avera. The Avera is done. So here too, the Maisa B is the Avera. The nehida mitzvah shel abanim ba yidei avera debias iser mikol makom ha mitzvah aseid ano abanim when you yotze the mitzvah, not at the maisa bia, the time the babies are born. You can have a maisa bia all you want. If you don't have a kid, it's not going to, you know, we're not yotze the mitzvah. And therefore, because there's that break, you don't apply the principle of mitzvah ba avera. And then he ends off, fascinating for the Minchas Chinuch, who is such a halachist, who is so Meshubit to the halacha, he ends off, after explaining this halachically, he ends off by throwing up his hands and says, I still can't wrap my head around it. That's what he ends. He doesn't end off with it's an emotional, like, how could you say, bringing this child, especially B'derech Isser. Let's say B'derech Heter, okay. But B'derech Isser, how could you say that? Okay, that's relating to this issue about marrying an Isha, She'ena Hogeneslo. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, right in the middle. V'amar Rabba Ra'ada, V'amri La, Amar Rabbi Sila, Amar Rav Hamnuna. Kalanosi Isha She'ena Hogeneslo, Eliyahu Kofto, V'akadosh Baruch Hu Rotso. Elio ties him down, and Hashem is Rotzo. What does Rotzo mean? So, Rotzo, Rashi says, Malkehu Beretzua. Last gives him Malkus. Retzua is a whip. So, Malkehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rotzo. So, Elio. Vatana al kulam, Elio kosev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kosev. And Elio records it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs it, Oilo leposel azara. Woe to the person who apostles his child, ulapogemus mishpachto, ulanose isha sheina hogeneslo. Elio calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzo. Those four words are taken out, said already. Okay, stop there even before we finish the sentence, just to talk about this for a moment. Why dafke Elio anavi? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says it's not Elio anavi. Rashi, in the parentheses in Rashi, Hi Eliyahu, Lav Eliyahu Dechsiv B'mikrahu. This is not the Eliyahu. Diyim Kain, Mekami Dabi Asiman Kafte. So what about the people who married Anoshim, Shedim Uganim before Eliyahu, the time of Eliyahu? Right, so Ela Shem Malachu, Shu Sofer L'Mala. Wow. Says Rashi, in parentheses, it's a Malach named Eliyahu. It's not the Eliyahu Navi that we know that comes up in various places. Number one. Number two, but it's called Elio, or let's say we might think it is Elio against that Rashi. So some of the Achronim say, why Elio and Navi? Because the Gemara says elsewhere that Mashiach's not coming until Achi Kalu Neshamu Sheba Guf. There's a place up in Shemayim named Guf, and every neshama that is going to be born is there. And Mashiach not coming until every child that needs to be born is born. That's why it's such a simcha when every child is born, because it's one step closer to Geula. That's why Eliyahu HaNavi gets so upset if somebody marries an Isha Sheino Geneslo and has a child of a that's possible. You're hindering the Geula. I'm waiting to come and be Mevaser. That's why it's Dafke Elio, if you say it's real Elio. That's why he's the one that is so upset in this regard. Good. One other point. Rashi here says Malkus, the Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyoni HaShas, says you never find anywhere in Shas, and only he could say this, never find anywhere in Shas, the language of Ritzia referring to giving Malkus. Why Ritzia? Right? Why is that referred to as, why is that a reference to giving Malkus? So he says, no, what does Ritzia mean? You don't have to look far. It's in this Masechta. Right? What is Ritzia? What do you conjure up in your mind? Evan Nirtza. Nirtza. That's what it means. It means you bore a hole in the ear. He says, "Ein bezuchrani," without a computer. "Ein bezuchrani lechora sheyehe makas nikra blushin ritzia begemara." V'lulei pirish Rashi haya efshal lamar da kavanala ritzia mamish keritzias evet ivri v'nilman mikan tam ritzias evet ivri. What did the evet ivri say? What's the connection? I love my master and my wife. Let me stay married to her. Who is this? This is an evet ivri married to a shifcha kananis. That's an Isha Sheino Hogenes Lo. That's the connection between the Nirtza here. Right? And that's why, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's the connection between the between Nirtza and Eved Eved Nirtza. Okay, continuing the sentence now. We're still in the middle. V'chala posel, pasel. And Rav Hamnuna continues and says, anyone who pasels other people, who calls other people names in terms of saying that, oh, that person is from a mishpacha that is not miyuchas, that's a reflection that he himself probably has something to hide. Puzzle. The Eina Medaber Mishivcha Lo'olam. It never says anything positive about the world. Right? That's and the Gemara talks about this issue, that you got to be worried that if somebody is constantly calling others lack of yichus, then they might have a lack of yichus. The Amar Shmuel, B'muma posel. Not only is it in general, but if anybody's saying a specific problem that other people have, so then they probably have that problem. They probably have that problem too. And the Rambam discusses in Hilchos and Isurei Bia, where he discusses who one is allowed to marry. The Rambam says in Yutes Yudzayin, he says, "V'chein kol mishpachos b'chesas ksheros umutu liyasei ben lechadchila." Says the Rambam, starts off, every family has a cheskas kashrus, cheskas wonderful family, but Afal Pikein, we'll get to this soon. If you see a family that's always fighting with each other, Matzo Mariva, Choshishin Lahem Aroilis Rachig Me'er She'elu Simani Pasel Seim. V'chein, Kol HaPosel Es HaCherim Tamid. Someone who is constantly insulting other families. Kegon, Shinosin Shemetz B'mishpachos, O B'yachidim, V'yomar Alein She'en Mamzerim, Choshishin Lo Shema Mamzer Hu. V'yom Amar Alein She'en Avadim, Choshishin Lo Shema Eved Hu. Shekol HaPosel B'muma Hu Posel. Right, that's the taken out of context also. Right, v'chein mishiyesh lo azus panim v'achzorius v'sonei asabrios v'eino gomel lam chesed choshishin lo biyoser shem givoni hu shesimani yisrael uma kedosha v'yishanim rachman and gomel chasadim. So we always have to be choshesh about these issues. There's a Yamshel Shlomo here. If I have time, I'll read it. Shlomo says bizman hazeh every family fights. So he says, how? If you would, if you were to marry a family that is gets into arguments with others, he says, you wouldn't marry anybody. He says 400 years ago. So he says, you got to look for the child, and you have to look for the milas, and you have to look for the midas tovos, and you look that. So sometimes, if the family has certain issues, you know, you can't passel a family for that reason. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, who gavra the minar adol to all the meibit b'chayah b'pupadisa. There was a person that walked into a butcher shop in Pupadisa. Amr lahu, havali bisra, have some meat, please. Amrule, natar ad the shak el shame to Rabbi Yehuda by Yecheskel, v'neisav lacha. You know, there's somebody online in front of you. Rabbi Yehuda by Yecheskel is ahead of you, so you gotta wait a minute. Amar, who's ahead of me? Man Yehuda bar Shviskal. Ready to make fun of him. Shviskal, he changed. Shviskal is a roaster. Somebody who, Rashi says, Lashon Gana, he roasts meat and he eats a lot of it. It's an insult. To kadim li, to shakam and kamai. He's taken before me. Azlu Amar Leila Rabbi Yehuda. They told Rabbi Yehuda, who maybe, all right, it was the Shammai, it was the servant of Rabbi Yehuda who was there. They went to tell that what this guy called Rabbi Yehuda. Shamtei, and he put him in Cherim. Right? He was machped on the Kavod HaRav. Not personally Gaiva, but Kavod HaRav. Somebody insults the Talmud Chacham in public. Amru, they said to him, Ragil Dekari Inchi Avdi. He does it all the time. He calls people Avadim. Achriz Alei Da'avdahu. He made an announcement that he himself must be an Eved. This guy gets upset. Right, what usually happens with these types of people? Defense mechanism. They run to a different rabbi and say, hey, you know what he did to me? So he went to Rav Nachman, who was Mazmin, who sent a summons to Rabbi Yehuda by Yechezkel. I see Pitka Dazmana, and he sent it to him. Also Rabbi Yehuda came to Rav Huna. Rabbi Yehuda now goes to Rav Huna, his rabbi, and says, Amarle, Ezel lo Ezel. Am I supposed to go or not? I was just summoned at a subpoena to go to the to go there. Do I have to go or not? What was his shaila? What was his shaila? Let's continue for a second. Amarle, Mezel omi boy lechal mezel. You don't really have to go. Mishud degava rabat. You don't have to go. Meaning this is beneath you. This guy's making up stories. But you know what? El mishum yakra de bein asiya. Because Rav Nachman is the son-in-law of the nasi. You know, kumzil. Just go. Just go and fulfill and answer the summons. To stop there for a moment in the story. Didn't he know that? He knew he didn't have to go. So what was he even asking? And he didn't. He shouldn't go. He should go. So some of the Bali Musar say, it's very hard to judge on cases about yourself. It's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective, right? The Mishnah says in Nigaim, Ein Adam Roa Nige Atzmo. Right, which is taken out of context to mean we don't see our own faults. We don't see, sometimes we have to, it's hard for us to be objective. And therefore, it's always good to ask a friend, to ask someone else. We discussed this back in Meseches Gittin. Now, there was a great story on Daf Mem Hei and Gittin, Rav Ilish. Rav Ilish was in a jail, or was in the Sugyas of Pinyan Shvuyim. Rav Ilish was in a jail, and there was someone there that knew the Sichas Ha'ofos, that knew the Sicha of the birds. And he heard some birds talking. Right, the Gemara says, Rav Ilish Ishtaboy, Yom Echad Aviyosef Gabeahu Gavra Davayada, Blish of the Tzipori. There was somebody there who knew the language of the birds. There was a raven that came by and started chirping. So Rav Ilish asked this guy, you know, what is he saying? So he said, oh, he's saying, Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach, Ilish run away. So he says, okay. He says, ravens might be lying. Okay, the next day a Yonah comes along and starts chirping. And he asks the guy, oh, what's he saying? Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach. He says, really? Okay, great. And he runs away. Runs away. That's the Gemara. So, because Ben Yisrael compared it to a Yonah, so I know it's good. Rabbi Kiva Eger there quotes the Sefer Ha'aruch, who says, you see from this story that Rav Ilish knew the language of the birds. That's what the Aruch says. V'kfar hisigu b'seder hadoros shekan mashma behefech. And the Seder Hadoros quotes the Aruch and says, this story sounds like exactly the opposite. Rav Ilish kept asking the guy, what are the birds saying? What are the birds saying? What do you mean this story proves that Rav Ilish knew? That's Rabbi Kiva Eger. So what's the Aruch talking about? Right, so says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar, in Maimer Pei, in the new edition, newish edition, he says, no, the point is, Rav Ilish knew the language of the birds, but he didn't trust himself. He didn't trust himself that this is, he thought maybe he heard what he wanted to hear. And that's why he had to ask someone else to know whether, you know, it was true or not. So he heard number one, but he said maybe the Oriv is just making up, so that's why he waited for the Yonah. But really the story is that he knew. Right, if he really trusted, he didn't know, then how did he know even the second time? Maybe the second time he's making it up. Either way, that's what happened here too. So he had to be objective. So he goes. So Azal, he goes to Rav Nachman, Ashkechei, Dekavin Maka. He sees that he's making a Maka. Amar Lei, Lasarol Amar Lohadam, Rav Huna, Bar Idi, Amar Shmuel, Kivish, Rizmada Adam, Parnas, Alatzibur, Aser, Basias, Malacha, Befnei Shlosha. Don't you know what Rav Shmuel said? That once you're a great rabbi, you shouldn't be doing menial labor. Should be doing menial labor in public. You know, it's as we mentioned in the past, even if you don't take yourself seriously, you have to take your position seriously. Right? The Gadol Dor shouldn't be involved in this. Right? That's the involved in these. The Meiri has the Lashon here. These types of lines, the Meiri always comes in and formulates it. He says, Shelo yazunu eine habrios mimenu derech hedyotos achiye beinam keechen mehem. You know, if somebody is a great Jewish leader, he has to know what his position is, and he has to know how people view him. And even if he himself doesn't want to take himself seriously, and he shouldn't put himself up on anything, sometimes there are limitations of where a rav hangs out, and how right, there's an invisible line often that a rabbi has to have even if he's chummy chummy, but there's a limitation. So says the Gemara. So he says, don't you have that? So Amarle, he says, Perta de Gundarisa, Hutakavina, I'm just making a little market. Meaning he could might be saying, it's a mitzvah. I'm just doing a little Gundarisa. But he didn't use the lashon of makeh. He used this other word for makeh. So Amarle. So Rav Yehuda says to him, Mizagya makeh. Well, you can't say the word makeh. Tachsev baraisa. O mechitza damar rabbanan. Or the language of mechitza. The rabbi used mechitza for the word makeh. You had to come up with some other word. Well, you can't talk in the language of the Torah or the rabbis. I mean, he's basically showing him that he's a Talmud Chacham. And what are you subpoenaing me to the din? Amarle. Yasemar akarpita. No, please. Just have a seat on the stool. Amarle, o misani safsal damar rabbanon. Oh, it's tiva damar inshi. You got to use some strange word for stool. Amarle, lechel maris runga. Can I give you something to eat? Can I give you an esronga? Amarle, hachi amar Shmuel. Kala omer esronga til sabram esrucha. He's either haughty because he's using a word that nobody else uses. Oh, esrog kidakar yu rabbanon. Use the word esrog. Oh, esroga damar inshi. So he's not giving him an inch. Amarle, lishkimar an baga. Can I give you something to drink? Anbaga? Amarle, misani espargus de kayua rabbanon. Oh, anpik damri inchi? Just use the more normal words. What are you using these words for? Amarle, he says, okay, tasi dunag tishkinin. Right, what is dunag? Right, come to my house. Right, come to my, I'm sorry, dunag, I'm sorry. Rashi says, tasi dunag tavo biti shekakshma. Let my daughter come and serve us. Tasi dunag tashkinan. Amarlei hachem Shmuel imishtamshin beisha. Sorry, don't you know the halacha? Shmuel says you can't have a woman serve you. So he says ketanahi. She's a ketana. He says beferish amar Shmuel imishtamshin beisha kla bang dola bang ketana. So this whole conversation is taking place, and he's being bested by Rav Yehuda. He can't get a word in. He can't get a word every time he tries to say something. So he says, "What are you doing?" Okay, good. Says the Gemara, Nishtale Mar Shlomali Yalsa. So you know what? Would you want to say hello to Yalsa, a famer of Nachman's wife, Rav Nachman, who was the host? You want to say hello? Let's say hello. I'll say hello in your name to my wife. Amarle, Hachi Amar Shmuel, call Beisha Erva. Right, I don't want to talk to her. We'll get back to that in a second. After they Shliach, what do you mean? I can send through a Shliach. Amarle, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Ein Shalin Bishlam Isha, Afilu, period. Ayyadei Baila, Amalei Hachi Amar Shmuel, Inshallah Bishlam Isha Klau. So it has not worked out for him, this conversation. So finally, Shalchalei Debisu, the wife who must have heard this whole conversation, says, Sharmilei Tagwe, could you just let him go? To Lanishvek Kisharama Aretz, he's making you look like an idiot. Right? He's just let him go. Obviously, you shouldn't have done anything to him. So let's stop there for a moment in the story and talk about one or two of these halachas. First of all, Rashi and the Rambam both say that these halachas of the Isra of Hishtamshus Be'isha and saying hello to an Isha are all about, second to last line in Rashi, Shelo Yilamdena Lios Regila Bein Ha'anashim. Right, talking about a case where it was a society which was, it was inappropriate to be involved with women. We weren't involved in the society where men were. There was much larger and serious separation of the sexes, and therefore this was unusual, and therefore it shouldn't be done. But in a case, says say the Achronim, where one is used to having a relationship or seeing a woman on the street and saying hello, that's not what it's talking about. Eid Shalom B'Shalom Isha. Right? The Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ish Chai right here. None other than a great posik like the Ben Ish Chai says in Betherish. He says, Dahai Klala de Shmuel, Lesa El Abishnach Rishina Makira. If you don't know, if a man doesn't know a woman, trying to start, and it's a total stranger, going to try to start and having a serious relationship with her, that's inappropriate. Somebody, you have a coworker. You have something where you have a specific formal business relationship. Something, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about you don't have a relationship and you're starting a relationship. Ve'in lo iskarvasima belava achi v'lachin asur l'shal b'shloma. And what does it mean here, asur b'shloma? Right, Tosfos says there's a difference between she'elas shalom and yishloach shalom. There's something more personal the Gemara is talking about. Not just what we would say about saying hello. Right, that's not what the Gemara is talking about here. It's something very personal. Denira mizeh, back to the Ben Yoyada. Denira mizeh hashalom shebalasos kiruv dasima. If there's some type of behavior which is a kiruv das, Aval Adam Shu Karov Shela, O Afilu Zarmi Mena, Achnis Arich Bebesa Kamapamim. Let's say you know, you've been in their house a few times, right? You read over. Family, the neighbors. Vinehanemi Mena, Im Yidrosh Bishloma, Eno Nira de Kavanosolas Kirov Dasima, Ulo Ore Benolovena Ava Vachiba. No, that's not what you're doing. To Be'emesu Chayav L'shol Bishloma, Mishuris Derech Eretz, Venimos Olam. It's appropriate, it's manners. You see, how are you, how the kids, how's the family? Those are expected, positive questions. Kiva, oh, the food was great. Yeah, I can borrow some sugar. Kiva, the nisarech bebesa, the kibel hana, the tova imena. The eich ye kafui tova, levilti yidrosh bishloma befigoba. Wow. Turns the Gemara, and you might read the Gemara and say, oh, you can't. No, you have to understand the Gemara. Says the Ben Yoyada, 100 years ago. The Hachi Havi Elisha, right? What about Elisha? Elisha and Elisha Shunamis. Well, the conversation. She stayed in her house. What could I do for you? She answers, "B'tocha mi anochi yoshaves." She says, "Lachain, shalom zehu ala b'toras chiyuv ve'ena oselo kiriv das v'yitron ava v'chiba." Aval Khan, Rav Yehuda Yazar Mehem. Rav Yehuda never said a word to her. V'lo nechnas l'beisa, v'lo nana mehem. V'malo lishol b'shloma isha. Right? What's he going to ask? I never met your wife. I don't know what she's doing. So that's what you got to know. You have to know the context that's being discussed here. Also mentioning when it says Kol Isha here, all the poskim say Kol Isha. This is like doesn't really mean Kol Isha in the formal sense because Kol Isha doesn't apply to women's voices. It only applies to women's singing voices. So here, what she's going to answer in a singing voice. Right, so it's the pashas is that it doesn't really mean literally Kol Isha. Okay, weiter. Third line. So she says, "Stop talking to him. He's going to make you into an Am Haaretz." So Amar Le, my shaiti de Marhacha. So the Rav Nachman now realizes. Took him a while till his wife pointed it out that he's being pushed over. So he says, "What are you doing here?" He says to Rav Yehuda. So Amar Le, Taska das Manusa Shad de Mar Basrai. You sent me a hasmana. What, you don't remember? Must have not remembered. Amar Le, Hashta Shusa de Mar Lo Gamerna. Taska das manusa mishadarna lamar. What? I can't even have a conversation with you. You are so much greater than me. I sent you a hazmana. What are you crazy? Afik diske das manusa mi bechadya vachzile. He showed it to him. He took it out of his pocket and said, "Look." Amarle, he says, "Ha gaber vataska. This is. I'm here, and you send me this." Amarle, he says, basically probably said, "I'm sorry. Maybe the guy came to me, and it was like a time. I was busy. I didn't know who I was sending it to. But you know what, lamaisa. Since you're here, let's talk about your case." Let's hear what you have to say. Kihechi to the lameru michnefi rabbanan ahadadi. You know you're here. People are going to think that the rabbis are in cahoots. You know you're here. Let me just know this case so that I could come out and defend you. Amarle my time ashamti marlohu gavra. Why do you excommunicate him? Seer shlichad rabbanan. But he put pitzaris. He argued with the shlichad of the rabbis. Right, the shlichad when he was in the butcher shop and he insulted him. V'nagdimar, why don't you just give him Malkus? What do you have to excommunicate him? Derav man, get al man, de mitzar, shlucha de rabbanan. We had that earlier. So Gemara says, to adif b'nei avdilei, I did even better. I excommunicated him. My time ha'achres ma'arlei to avdehu. So why do you call him an eved? Amarlei, deragel dekariinshi avdi. V'tani, kala posel pasol, ve'inu medar b'shivcha la'olam. V'amar Shmuel, b'muma posel. Because I know Shmuel's din. Right, if anybody calls somebody else something, then they are that. So the Gemara says, "Emer d'amar Shmuel lemeichesh lei lachruzei le meyamar." Right, Shmuel, fine. He says you have to be choshesh that's true, but vaday to announce it, is that appropriate? Adahachi v'achi. Meanwhile, Amar le'ahu bar din ele Rav Yehuda. And meanwhile, the other guy must have been there, and he starts screaming at Rav Yehuda. He says, "Ludidi karis li'avda. He called me an eved. Does he know who I am?" My ancestors are from the Hasmonean dynasty. He just put a foot into his own mouth. Amar le hachi amar Shmuel called the Amar mi de beis chashmonai kasina avdehu. Anybody from the Hasmonean dynasty are avadim. They're avadim. Period. As we know that Rashi says shekol zaro hargam hurdis the eved haya. Right, Hurdis killed them all out. Right, as the Ramban talks about in Vayechi. Right, the tragic end of the Hasmonean dynasty, the Ramban says, maybe it was partially because they took the Malchus and the Kahuna. Let's continue. Amar le, lo sarah lamar, lo hadamar, abi abba, amar avhuna, marav. But don't you say, don't we hold of the following statement? Kol Tamar Chacham, Shemora Halacha Uba. If you have any rabbi who is a posek, Im Kodim Lamaisa Amra, if he had given a psak earlier, not just because of the situation here, Shomenlo. Then fine, you can trust him. But if you have a rabbi who never gave such a psak until the case where it's needed on his behalf, then I don't know if you should trust him. So that's what Rav says. So he answers, Amrale, Ha'ika Rav Masna Dekoy Kavase. Rav Masna says like me too. It's not just me. And the Gemara says, Rav Masna lo achazi l'ardot tleser shani. Rav Masna had not been in an ardot for 13 years, and guess what? Ahu yoma asa. That day, Hashkacha, he came. Amr le, dachir mar, maida amr Shmuel. Do you remember what Shmuel said? Kikoi chada kara aguda v'chada kara b'mavra. Remember when we were next to the water and he had one foot on the bridge and one foot on the banks? Amr le, hachi amr Shmuel, kol da amr midebeis chashmanoi, malka, kasina, avdahu, to lo ishtar minawe la hari revisa. There was one little girl that was left, to salka legra, she went up to the roof, v'ram yakala, or we mentioned this yesterday, she said, v'amra, kol da amr midebeis chashmanoi, ana, avdahu. She said, whoever says, she's either an Eved, because I'm the last one. Nafa mi'agrava mesa. So that's it. So Rav Masna supported him. Achra zalei da avdahu. So they announced that he was an Eved. Parenthetically, the Rama quotes this in Hilchos Kavod Malamdim. I forgot the Simon. Simon Reish Ben Bezin Yaradeya. This halacha about Tam Chacham Shemor, if you only said it right now, but then the Rama adds, but if he gives Dvarav Shel Tam and Svara for it, and he explains his psak, it's not just a misora. So then you trust him even if he only gave it on the spot, and it wasn't given before. That's the Rama on Yeridea, Reish Mem Beis, Sif Lamed Vav. Viter. So this Eved, now we know he's an Eved, but there's a big problem, because all of his descendants are Avadim, and all the families are messed up that married into this family that never said anything. So Ahu Yoma Akron Kama Ksubasa Ben Arda. Many Ksubas were ripped up in Arda that day because all the girls that came from his family, the husbands were like, I'm not paying you the Ksuba. Whereas a Mechatos, so they all got upset. Kika Nafik, and when he went out, Nafik Yabasre Lemirgame, they were going to kill him. He messed up all these families. They were actually going to kill him. Amar Lahu. So he went out and said, I'm sorry. This is talking about Rav Yehuda. When Rav Yehuda went out of the Bezdin, right, because he was Megala the Psul. When he went out of the Bezdin, they were going to stone him. So Amarlo, he says to them, Ishtiku, Ishtiku, if you just walk away now, then we'll call it a day. Ve'ilo, and if not, Maglina Aleichu, I'm going to reveal to you Had Amar Shmuel, that which Shmuel says. Tarti Zarayasa Ika Ben Arda. There are two families in Arda that have problems to them. The Marsha says that the next part of the line, he didn't say. The Gemara just added it in afterwards. But he just threatened that he was going to be Megala Mor Psulim. Right? They were going to kill him, but before they were going to kill him, he was going to announce it. So they stopped. Chada the Mikri de Beyona. One was called Bnei Yona, the Chada Mikri de Bei Urvase. One was called Bnei Yona, one was called Bei Urvase. The Simanech, Tame Tame, Tahar Tahar. Right? One is the Orev is Tame, the Yona is Tar. So, you know, you better quit while you're ahead. Shadyu alahu rigma miadayu, fine, they threw all their rocks away. Vikam atzma binar malka. They threw it into the river and there was even a dam. There were so many rocks in their hand that there was a dam that was set up from all the rocks. Fine. Machar is Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda then made it, Rav Yehuda was the guest here. He says, Bapumpadisa, Adaviyonis and Avdi. He didn't want people to, he did research, it seems like, and he didn't want people to marry into families of Avadim anymore. So he announces, Bapumpadisa, Adaviyonis and Avdi. Yehuda bar Papa Mamzera. Bati bar Tuvia, Baramis Ruchalo, Shokel, Gita de Jerusa. Right, he was a gaiva, he never took a get Shar Shichur, he's still an Evan. Machriz Rav Ben Mechuza. Baloi, Danoi, Taloi, Maloi, Zagoi, Kulam Lifsol. All those families. Amar, Rav Yehuda, Govai, Givonai. They're from the Givonim. Dur Nunisa, Darai, Nisinoi. They're from the Nisinim. Right, the same. Amar, Rav Yosef, Hai Be Kubi, De Pumpadisa, Kulam, De Avdi. That family. Amar, Rav Yehuda, Mar Shmuel. Arba, Meos Avadim, Va'arbila, Arba, Salafim Avadim, Hayulo, Lepashkar, Ben Imar. 400 or 4,000 Avadim he had. V'kulam Nitzmu, Be Kahuna. They all married into the Kahuna. They were servants of Kahuna. And then they pretended to be Kohanim. V'kol Kohen sheyesh lo bo azus panim, eino ela mehem. If there's a Kohen that reflects azus panim, which is not a midah of a Jew, so you have to be choshes, that they're from the Avadim. Amar Abaya, Kulhun, Yasvin, Beshur, de Ben Arda. They all sit in a row in Naharda. That's not clear what that means. Do they live on the same street in Arda? They all sit in the same row in Shul in Arda. Either way, Upliga Rabbi Elazar and all this argues Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, Imra Isa Kohen Ba'azos Meitzach, Altar Acharav. Sometimes Kohanim are a little Azos. The Gemara says elsewhere, they're a little Kanoish. Shenemar Va'ameich Kimrive Kohen. Period. So again, this was at the times when they knew. Right, they knew about the Vadai, about certain cases. Amar Rabbi Avin Bar Avada, Amar Rav Galanosi, Isha Sheino Geneslo, Kshokadosh Baruch Hu Mashva Shechinaso, Meir Al Kol HaShvatim, Veino Meir Alav. If somebody on purpose marries an Isha that is inappropriate as Pasul, Hashem's not going to be Meir on you. Hashem's not going to put a Shechina with your family. Shenemar Shiftei Ka, Eidos Li Yisrael. Amos I have Eidos Li Yisrael, Bizmasha HaShvatim Shiftei Ka. If they keep their purity, like we did in Mitzrayim. Amar Bichama Ber Rabbi Chanina, Kshakadosh Baruch Hu Masha Shechinaso, Ein Masha Ela Al Mishpachos Miyuchaso Shebe Yisrael. Sheneemar Bo Eisa Hino Mashem, Yeh Lelokim Lekol Mishpachos Yisrael. Lekol Yisrael Lo Neemar, Ela Lekol Mishpachos. Vehemo Yiuli La'am. The families, and they'll be to me for an am. V'amar Abba Barhuna, Zumali Yisera, Yesh Ben Yisrael Lagerim. Dila Be Yisrael, Ksiv Behu, Vaisi Lohem Lelokim, Vehemo Yiuli La'am. First is Lelokim. Filu begerim ksiv the opposite. Miuze arav es libo. Lageshes elainu mashem. Visem li la'am vanochi ayla lelokim. First, they come to me. The ger has to take the first step. Vayisem vanochi ayelahem lelokim. Period. Again, there's a lot here. But coming up, as we'll see by the Shem on tomorrow's daf, there's no chiyuv in most cases that there's any type of suffix to say anything. Right? Big shilos bezmanazel. Let's say rachmanu litzlan. Somebody knows. Rav Moshe discusses this. We'll talk about this on future dafim. Somebody knows that somebody's a mamzer. Somebody knows bavadi. Somebody knows that a woman was mezana, and this is the child. Do they have to say? And they know that somebody's going out with this guy. Do they have to say anything? So maybe we'll talk about that in the coming days. Rachman al Islan, any types of those cases. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, next time the daf will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up after. Okay, we'll stop here.